Hello, this is Native Solidarity News on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Shelley, and today we have the honor of speaking with Oscar Dennis from the Tahltan Nation located up north near Terrace in British Columbia. Thank you for speaking with us today, Oscar.
You're welcome.
Oscar is a spokesperson for an occupation led by Tahltan elders of the Tahltan Council Office, which just yesterday entered its fourth week and is still going strong despite an injunction issued to legally oust them. On September 17th, 35 elders, frustrated with being marginalized from band, nation, and corporate decision-making, took over the Tahltan Band Office and demanded the resignation of Chief Jerry Asp, who they say has been selling their land and resources right out from under their feet. In addition to a recent deal with Nova Gold Mining Company that was conducted without proper consultation with the elders, protesters are fed up with the lack of accountability, transparency, and nepotism that seems to plague band council politics. A January 27th press release said, "This day will go down in Tahltan history as the day the elders took back their power." I was very moved by this statement. And Oscar, I'm wondering if you can describe for us what it felt like that day, taking over the band council office, and some of the circumstances that led up to the occupation.
Okay, well, first of all, I think you said September 17th rather than January 17th. So how it felt that day? Well, it was kind of nerve-wracking because, the first step was always kind of scary, there has always been retribution and no accountability, the government has never supported the people. They're always behind the Indian Act councils.
Yeah.
So therefore, it was kind of scary, after years and years, like decades of going through oppression and then having to finally stand up. It's not something easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I give the elders a lot of credit for their courage. So it was kind of nerve-wracking. It was a little scary to make the first step, but it was powerful as well. Going into their office, going into the protest and participating in it, with all the elders, going to... It was just awesome. It was powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what were some of the circumstances that led to the occupation of the office? What was going on in the community?
Well, it was more or less going on. It was going on in the nation.
Okay.
Nova Gold, one of the companies that has property on Tahltan territory in the southwestern area of the Tahltan territory, they put up a $100,000 special assembly, they called it, in Dease Lake on Tahltan territory, in one of the communities. And at this assembly, they basically came to tell us their plans to exploit the resources off of our territory. And the elders and the people sat there and watched our leaders, our Indian Act leaders, participate fully with this industry. But prior to this meeting, like within the last year or so, Shell Canada moved into our territory. And they just came rolling in with all their equipment and drills, and no one knew a thing, including some of the band council members for Iskut Reservation, like the council there, the Iskut First Nations. Everyone started asking questions, what's happening in our territory? Why is this industry moving in and we know nothing about it? So
mm-hmm.
This happened in September, August, and late August and early September. So everybody got up in arms, and everyone started talking. Why is industry moving in without our knowledge? And then all of a sudden we hear that Todigan Red Crest was moving into the area as well. And then we heard Fortune Mineral was doing that Mount Clipan Coal project. And all of a sudden there's all this stuff happening, and none of us knew anything about it because there was no communication between the leadership and the people. So on January 8th and 9th, Nova Gold put up $100,000 for the Tahltan Central Council to put together this special assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And at this special assembly, they brought in a lot of Tahltan, young Tahltan educated people to make presentations at it. It was like a workshop. And Nova Gold, after the Tahltans did their demonstration of their young educated team, Nova Gold, and I just got a phone call from one of the presenters there. She was a metallurgist. Okay. She studies mines and mineral. Anyway, she did a presentation, and she phoned me today, and she talked to me about, what happened. And I was telling her how a lot of the people, a lot of the Tahltan members and elders could see through this facade. Here was our leaders, our Indian Act leaders,
mm-hmm.
promoting this awesome team that we have backing us. And here's industry working with us and with our, experienced Aboriginal team, experienced in mining, etc. And they paid this money, and then they went away and they published it in their BC mining plan in Cornerstone 1 as the BC new approach to mining. The awesome relationship between First Nations, or specifically the Tahltan, and industry on our territory. In this BC mining plan, Cornerstone 1, Chief Jerry Asp is quoted as saying, we want to send a signal that the Tahltan people are in full support of mining on their land, you know, and that's the furthest from the truth.
And so were there voices of dissent at that meeting as well? And
there were voices of dissent, but every time someone tried to voice their opinion, yeah. Curtis Rattray, who is the president of the Tahltan Central Council, says would intervene and says, well, this isn't a question for NovaGold, it's a question for leadership. We can't be putting NovaGold on the spot because they're here to present what's happening with their mine, not to answer questions that should be put towards the leaders. That could be done another time when we have another meeting with leadership and community. You see, but what they didn't say was, because this is considered consultation between industry and First Nations, mm-hmm. because it was considered consultation. And you could see it. You could see that in the new BC mining plan. In the BC mining plan, we're used as the example of the new BC approach to mining, you know, awesome relations with First Nations. And, you know, so the elders seen all this happening. Mm-hmm. The BC plan didn't come out by then, but they seen this all happening. This was all unfolding before their eyes, and that was the last straw. So a week later, on the 16th, the elders they all went to their scheduled first, you know, elders meeting.
Yeah.
And at this meeting, it was decided that they had enough, that, you know, we have to make a stand against these leaders that are, you know, signing our land away without communicating with us, and we want to get rid of this, you know, Chief Jerry Asp, because he's leading the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they made their stand on the 17th. And what happened was they made their stand on the 17th, and the BC mining plan didn't come out until the 19th. And what's so beautiful about it is the chief didn't get in touch with, the province. I don't know what he thought, but protest was going on 2 days, and they had a chance to hold back their propaganda, but they did it out on January 19th, and now it's circulating to attract investors. Meanwhile, the chief couldn't even get into his band office for the fourth week now.
So did the media pick up on that, the fact that the province was making this announcement at the same time elders were occupying the office?
Well, the funny thing is, I mean, a lot of media picked up on it, but the two major television networks in Canada would not touch it, one being Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC,
yep.
And the other one being British Columbia Television. I mean, we've sent press releases to them, and we'd wait to watch the news to see if they'd cover it. There was no cameras up there. They didn't cover it. I know CBC Radio covered it, but the media got a hold of it. And I got on a talk show, and I forgot what talk show it was. It was the Bill Good Show. They had, I think it was on the 20th or the 21st, 22nd of January. The Bill Good Show had the BC Minister for mining on.
Hmm.
And he was talking about this new BC mining plan, and I got through, and I asked him, I asked him if he was aware, you know, in the wake of this new mining plan, that the Tahltan Band Office had a sit-in locking out Jerry Asp, who is the Canadian Aboriginal Mining Association vice president. You know, he couldn't even get into his own band office, and he said something like, yeah, we're aware of it. It's been in the media, but we can't get involved in local politics. And click, I got cut off. That was it, eh?
So they don't want to talk about the conflict of interest?
Yeah, well, it's a major conflict of interest. And one of the things, before we get to that, one of the things, he couldn't talk about it because if his post, if Jerry Asp collapsed, the propaganda collapsed. The BC mining, you know, propaganda, Cornerstone 1 falls. So they couldn't touch it, but one of the things, like you mentioned, the conflict of interest, there's a major conflict of interest that no one's being held accountable for. The Tahltan, within the Tahltan Nation, Chief Jerry Asp, who's assumed the role as the Grand Chief, speaking on behalf of my children,
mm-hmm.
and he's basically the chief of the Tahltan Reservation, which is, there's two bands in our nation. There's the Iskut First Nations,
okay.
And there's the Tahltan First Nations. They're both reserves, and Jerry Asp has been elected as the chief of the Tahltan First Nations, not the Tahltan Nation, you
okay.
see. So this person who's assumed the role as the Tahltan Nation chief, he's also the the chief's operations director for TNDC, a corporation that's, you know, that's securing all the contracts in Tahltan territory, mm-hmm. and he's also the vice president of CAMA, Canadian Aboriginal Mining Association. And with CAMA, there's a demand for him worldwide because these industry pays his way all over the world to make presentations to indigenous people on the benefits of mining on traditional territory, and he's mm-hmm. using our example. So here he is as a chief of the Tahltan band, which, you know, assuming the role as a Tahltan nation, and this position has been reaffirmed by the government.
Yeah.
He's making these decisions on behalf of the nation that best serves the interests of his position for CAMA, and also for that serves the interests for this corporation, Tahltan Nation Development Corporation. Major conflict of interest, and there's no accountability for it.
Oh, yeah.